We're getting ready to do the pubic hair burrito.
Ooh, who gets to have the pleasure of doing that?
Well, it's between Lummix, Pantera, and Tom the Tree Man. I'm awesome. Without further ado, we're going to do the pubic hair burrito deal. Let me do the we have to, first of all, we have to build the burritos. We have to build the burritos yet.
The best is I'm eating a spinach salad, yeah, and Tom goes, ooh, that looks gross. I'm like, motherfucker, you're about to eat pubes.
What happens when you collect a bunch of men's pubic hair?
This is a hair from pubes. I can get you 2,000 bags by next time.
We'll stuff it into a beef burrito and give it to some unsuspecting interns.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Let's find out when we take a bite of the pubic hair burrito on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
I have to first build the burrito.
Oh, they don't have them pre-built?
No, I told them that I would like to build it on the air.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's your...
We are a little bit fast and loose here, so I'm going to go ahead and build the burrito. Let me put it...
Where's our assistant Half Pint?
Yeah, is he officially an assistant now?
Yeah, he's up there working with the ferret.
I bet he is.
The ferret's
I bet he's up there working the ferret over.
Who is this fucking guy?
Well, he's a new guy that's going to lotion up your man tits.
Fucking hairless weirdo.
I thought you were touching him.
Bobby, you're going to have to get play-by-play.
All right, Bubba's putting on his...
I'm surprised he's using gloves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You really need to dig in there. Bareback Jones.
Play fast and loose with the pubic hair.
I'm hurry up and finish my...
Really give him dirty looks.
I'm finishing my salad before Bubba fucking puts pubes on her.
Because you know that's coming. Mm-hmm.
I would like to sprinkle some pubes.
I know you would. That's why I'm finishing my salad real quick.
Kid, I'll never fuck with you. Yeah, all right.
He held a knife up to my head earlier today.
We were playing the trust game. You forgot to tell everybody about that.
Yeah, and well, he shot you in the ass before, so how's that for trust?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's the 25-cent Negro pubes.
Ugh.
25-cent Negro pubes right there.
Gross.
Here is the half pint. No,
there's his vaginal hair.
Spars.
There's 25-cent vaginal hair. Here's Chip's transvestite. And then here's Miller's hair. All right, here we go.
Miller's hair is kind of like rugged.
Something's wrong with that mic. It doesn't sound right. Does it sound right to you guys?
Something wrong with my microphone?
Yeah,
I don't think it's
not potted up, right?
It's not even on.
Am I not potted up?
It's potted up. Oh, it's not programmed.
All right, put it on program. Man, make sure you guys save me one of these burritos. Where's the plates at? Give me a plate. Hey, way to be fucking prepared, guys. Good job, Miller. You know, you think I have to have a plate to build this fucking burrito. Here we go.
You got to remember how it's all wrapped up here.
Yeah, I got to remember. Well,
kind of. Can you break that open like that?
This ain't. Here we go.
All right, here we go. He's breaking open burrito number one. And,
I don't know. I gotta almost do it without fucking gloves. That's the problem.
Oh, no, don't do it.
No, seriously, you got to, because you can't get a good gription on it. This is the one.
You really gonna touch the pubes?
No, I'm not gonna touch the pubes. I mean, it's in a cellophane bag, asshole.
You're gonna sprinkle them.
Just sprinkle them right in there. Look, my hands are never gonna touch these pubes.
I gotta finish this before some fly out
here. You're gonna
have
to give play-by-play. You're worried about eating your fucking... bullshit salad, and I'm...
Well, you're taking right now, you got... is that 25 cents or Miller? That's Miller's, I think, yeah.
That is
wow. Wow, you just took all of Miller's pubes and put it on there. Now he's taking a pen and trying to even him out. And the thing is...
It looks like a pussy.
It's a giant patch. Like they didn't even spread apart or anything like that. It's all together.
They're all patched up here.
So now he's got 25 cents pubes, which are equally as gnarly as Miller's. little. It's like a mini afro. About to be sprinkled on the burrito.
They took the sheep shears to 25.
Oh, they did. Hold on here.
All right, now Bubba's got the pennies, evening out 25's pubes next to Miller. So
every bite, there should be.
He would swipe pubes on his shorts.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You guys are assholes.
You kind of did.
No, I didn't.
Puby shorts. I take the red. Wait, 25 had some more leftovers. Some residue.
You know, if I didn't build it, you wouldn't build it.
No, I would not build a pubic. I mean, I wouldn't do it with gloves on. All right, now he's trying to get the last little bit. You might have to grab with your fingers.
I think you have to actually put your tongue and lick them out of there, and then spit them onto the burrito.
You want to eat a pube right now? One pube, put it in your mouth.
How much would you give me? How much would you give me right now?
$5.
Well, you could better if you put 2 zeros behind it. I'll do it.
Oh, come on.
500.
I'd do it for 500, but I mean, come on.
Okay, this is a This is Chip's dainty little pubes.
Look at those things. That took no effort at all. They just fluttered out there.
They're a little fluffy. He's got real fluffy pubes. I think that's it. Half Pint has virtually...
There's nothing in there.
No. Yeah, there's something in
there. Half Pint definitely has a vagina.
He's got
there's
virtual
no doubt.
Pubes.
Virtual pubes. Okay, there we go. Hold on now.
All right, now he's... Bubba's taking the... you got to remember how to wrap it all back up and try to...
File.
Try to make it look the way Taco Bell had it, which is not an easy task.
That didn't look too bad.
But, yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah, that's not... that. Yeah, you can't tell right there.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple on the outside of it. Hold on.
Well, I mean, regardless, they're gonna, once they pick those burritos, they gotta do it. There he goes. Bubba's picking the pubes off with his bare fingers now.
Somebody's got to pick it.
One's stuck on the outside.
And then you know what you should do is unwrap the other two burritos
and manhandle them a little bit.
Yeah.
This is Spice, get the other two burritos out and
this is definitely the most disgusting idea
that
Miller's ever come up with.
Okay, hold on here. You got to manhandle that up a little bit. You know, make like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
you just got to up a little bit. Kinda... Okay. Don't let them look.
Keep them out of here. Yeah, good call. They're trying to peek through the crack.
Dude, this looks so tasty right now, too.
I'm saving one.
Ugh.
You kind of manhandle it
a little bit. I won't eat a burrito for quite a while after what I've seen.
Never.
Ugh. Man, this looks
pretty
tasty.
I'm done.
They got five.
That's Taco Bell rehab for me. It's done one day.
Let me ask one of those up.
Just for an extra double rib?
Yeah, just for the hell of it.
Oh, here, hold on. You want to spice? Just for an extra rib, can we get somebody to come down, drop their pants? I can take the burrito that we put pubic hair in.
Right.
And also rub it on somebody's balls and asshole.
Yeah.
So that they, you know, but it's the same burrito. It's the same burrito.
Well, why not do it with another burrito? There's two losers.
No, we want the loser to really be a loser.
Really loser? Okay.
Yeah, now who can we get to pull their pants down and just ass it up and ball it up and everything? So you know, when you're eating, if you do get the pubic hair one, you're also getting the bald and the assed up and the nutted up one as well.
Boy, that takes it
to kind of fiddle fuck with that.
That takes it to a nuclear level.
Who could we get to do that?
I mean, I'll rub it on my balls. I don't care.
I want to ride on your asshole as well.
What do you mean? Puppy scoot it?
No, just really take it and munty it up on your asshole.
I want to dildo your asshole with it.
Let me get it out.
That's weird.
That's a lot weird.
A burrito pipeline?
Here, Anna, save these two. I'm going to have those later.
Here, I'm going to drop trowel. You take the burrito and rub it on my ass.
Is that gay?
I mean...
Make sure you get video of this.
What, dude, is this where we're drawing the line
now? No, it's not gay at all. I've done this many times.
Yeah, fuck you with a burrito. Look at this.
Bring your cheeks a little bit.
Oh, my God.
This is Manson.
Now there's no need to go. Ah, oh, dude, wow. No, that feels messed up, man. No,
it feels weird. No, come on. I'm not doing it. I'm just rubbing the tip right on your asshole.
No, that feels too weird.
No, you want to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Well, no, you're going to mess the integrity of the burrito up.
You're messing my integrity up right now.
Just rubbing the tip around the rim, right?
Come on, man. You got your fingers a little close to the top of that burrito. It's like you're going to fucking rim me.
He's sticking his fingers through the burrito.
Seriously.
We're fucking the burrito up.
He's using the burrito as a puppet for his sick homosexual fantasies.
Ah, dude, I can't fucking do it. Then rub your balls.
It feels funny.
You take it yourself and rub your balls all over it.
That was the most vile thing I've ever seen.
That's the gayest thing that's ever been on the show.
Just rub your balls all. Get the camera on it. Just put your sack all up on it.
Manson, you're the closest one to this thing.
Put your sack all up on it.
Oh, look, I'm long sacking today, too. Look at that.
Oh!
Oh, just sacking the burrito.
Just sack the shit out of it.
That's a sack lunch, buddy.
All right.
This is all Manson's idea for the record.
Now, can we stick it in your ass?
No.
Miller, drop your pants. Let me see. Let's Miller Munty it. Come on.
I'll hold the camera, Miller.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to? Is there anybody out there?
Cheese in my ass now.
Chip, you like things in your ass. Bend over. Can I use your asshole for a second?
I'll tell you what. I got a hairy ass.
I'll tell you what.
I just want to stick this part right here up your asshole.
Spice the whiz.
Oh, oh gosh, in it? Right. Like, not in it. You can wipe my ass.
Okay, let me wipe your ass with it.
You can wipe my ass with it.
Oh, tell them we're doing about, we're in the middle of something.
Spice is standing there with his pants down around his ankles.
Wait,
his pants down. Spice.
Spread your legs. Is it camera?
The middle man. The middle man with a three-man buttock.
Spread out. You got to spread your, you got to spread your asshole.
Spread my, spread it. Hold on, hold on.
Oh! Hold on. Hold on.
Okay, oh, it's even got ass hairs! It's got ass hairs! It's got ass hairs! Manson, look! Manson,
look at that! Chip ass hair right there.
It's horrifying.
Actually, ass hair on it.
Man, Chip.
Okay. Here we go. Did you see the ass hair?
Oh, it smells like ass now, too. It smells like... Oh, Bubba just whiffed it. It smells like ass.
Right, now, so the burrito that has the pubic hair has also been... balled up by Spice and assed up with ass remnants of ass hair. It, I got up in your asshole, did I not?
Did I not? It's like Shakespeare. Did I not?
Oh, that was...
All right, now... oh, boy, the burritos are late. I guarantee... I can only imagine what their thoughts are outside listening to this.
Say?
He said he's sporting your boy's shirt tonight, so you better give him some love.
Oh, Tyler's?
Yeah.
Oh, is he listening to the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Tim McCready, Barefoot's kid. Love that
guy. He's calling us with no shoes on.
No, he's embarrassed. Like a real maniac. Family, he's wearing shoes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
He's going to get ousted from the family if he puts on shoes tonight.
You're no longer a McCready. Why? You got shoes on.
I know what happens when you collect a bunch of men's pubic hair.
This is a handful of pubic. We don't get you 2,000 bags by next time.
We'll stuff it into a beef burrito and give it to some unsuspecting interns.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Let's find out when we take a bite of the pubic hair burrito on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
What we've done is we've taken three...
Pubic in my salad, dude.
No, there's not.
Swear to God.
It's called a garnish.
Did you eat it?
All right, here we go.
Did you really honestly eat it?
Here we go. Oh, stop.
I'm over it. All right.
All right, now here we go. We have taken... I saw this on Rad Girls. I have to give credit where credit is due.
I thought it was Manson's idea.
I was watching Rad Girls.
Barefoot McCready, get after it, baby. Come on, I want to see you or Scrub win it all now. Or Pearson. Those are my three guys. Okay, here we go. We've taken three big burritos from Taco Bell, and we've opened up one of them. We went throughout the radio station today. We got 25. Oh, we should have had Cigarette John and his cigarette-infested
asshole.
Well,
they give you cancer.
Yeah, his pubes give you cancer for sure.
We've taken Chip, taken 25. We've taken some others, and we've cultivated a big bag of pubic hair. We took one of the three tacos, and I put it's infested with the pubic hair. It's wrapped up. You cannot tell it. And we also took that very same burrito, and we rubbed the...
long-sacked it.
We long-sacked it with Spice Boy, and we actually rubbed the whole burrito on Chip's asshole, which he liked. So I'm going to introduce our kid. He was a former intern back in the Power Pig days, been with me for 10 years, and took about a 6 or 7 year hiatus. And now he's back, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Steve Pedrick, a.k.a. known as Pantera.
What's up, guys?
In the middle will be, ladies and gentlemen, he's simply awesome. He is from Pinellas Park, Florida. He was very much in the center of controversy here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area as he got kicked off his city job for being a part of the Bob of the Love Sponge Show. Ladies and gentlemen, currently going through a divorce, he's none other than Mr. Awesome himself, Tom the Tree Man. Tree Man.
Get some Tree Man.
And
I'm awesome and I still wear gold.
6'6". His name is Lummox. He is currently the heavyweight champion of the BRN.
Yeah.
Freshly from his pummeling of one zit. He did not get stuck with the burrito this morning. He is probably...
Consumed the other two burritos.
He did consume the other two burritos. He is a man that's had his nipples damn near bit off by a 400-pound bear, and he was devoured by seagulls, and they pooped on his head in the Cheetos Shoot Suit Challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for a man affectionately known as the Lummox. Lummox.
Lummy.
Lummy. Cut a promo on him, Lummy. What are you going to do to him?
Lummy, what are you going to do?
Cut a promo. Great promo.
Me don't want to eat assed up burrito.
He's just hoping for the same deal. He can see two burritos.
I am going to write down a number between 1 and 10, fellas, okay? Pay attention. Can you guys all hear me? I'm going to write down a number between 1 and 10.
I hear you.
Okay? And I'm going to
10 being awesome.
Put this number over here on the side. I'm going to show it to Brent to be my verification.
Got it.
Okay, Logged there in. We go.
It's official.
Pantera, now, you guys, that's the order. How close you get to the number is the order that you get to select your burritos.
Tom.
I'm going to give you the first pick, Pantera. Pantera, what is your number?
Seven.
Seven. I'm going to give you second pick, Lummix, what's your number?
Six.
And I'm going to give you the final number, Tom. What is your selection?
Well, if 10 was most awesome, I'd have to go with 10. 10 it is.
10 it is. We will pick in this order. You are first. I will show everybody my number when I put it. Where's my number?
You put it down right there. There, in front of you.
Where? Right there. Okay. Where, right here?
I lost my number.
Put it, you put it right in front of you there.
You really just lost your number?
Oh, here it is. Here's my number. Tom the Tree Man.
Seven.
So,
we can fool him.
Pantera, you pick one of the three.
I'm just going to pick the one in front of me.
Okay.
Good call.
Lummix, you get the second pick.
Lummy want Panteras.
You want Panteras?
Lummy's chosen the one in front of his. Yeah. Oh, wait, you want Panteras? Nice switch up. Lummy took yours and said, what are you going to do about it?
That's a switcheroonie.
All right, Tom, which one do you want?
Yeah, stay with mine.
Okay.
Because I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
Please no pubic.
Not only pubic lumbing, not only pubic,
what
but...
What else? I thought...
Balls and asshole.
Asshole?
The burrito, not only when you get to the middle of it, probably after the first bite. Now, I will tell you, we took all three burritos out, and we kind of tore them up a little bit, because when I was doing the first one, it kind of looked like it's been open. So we did open all of them. Only one has been bald and assed up and got pubic hair, and you'll see that, because once the guy finally bites into the one that has the hair, the other two guys can open theirs up and see that it has nothing in it.
And my long pink sack was draped completely over it. I mean, I'm long sacking hard today.
Manson, you were closest to that. Is he telling the truth there?
Oh, yeah, he was long sacking.
He was literally draped over the burrito.
I'm going to do some commercials. And we will be back with the pubic hair burrito. Eat off.
Yummy.
Tom, what are you thinking about this whole deal, Tommy?
I think it's awesome.
Tom is so over Brent that he lets Spice Boy talk for him now.
You can't have awesome without me.
Pantera, what do you think about this? Now, you got stuck earlier today with it. How bad was it?
It was pretty bad.
And did you puke?
Yes.
And now we've put a twist in it for the afternoon drive show. Is it the burrito has been assholed and sacked up? That even makes it more so. Well, while you're consuming that burrito, realize that you're basically licking Chip's asshole and sucking Spice's sack as well.
Gross. Now, the weirdest part was when they were doing it, the configuration.
That was great.
We look like the three stooges over here.
Three queer stooges.
Mo, put the burrito up my ass.
And over to you, Lummix. How disgusting. Well, Lummix may flip out and beat the shit out of everybody. Lummix, will you puke, you think?
Yeah, I don't feel good. I have four burritos today.
Yeah, look at him. He looks like a you know what he looks like, guys? A
retarded brawny man.
No, he looks like Tom Selleck on steroids. he looks like an offensive lineman version of Tom Selleck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Does he not? You look like an offensive lineman version of Tom Selleck. Look how big he is.
Let's make him grow a Tom Selleck mustache.
Yeah, he could grow a big time mustache.
He's got one now. He can just shave.
Yeah,
can you shave all the way down for you just have your mustache?
Look like Selleck?
Yeah, I did it for the INS thing, the Mexican Olympics.
Oh, that's right, you did. That's right. All right, let me do some words, and we'll be back with the first round of eating. And I would say, Fettos, from the amount of pubic hair that I put in it, within your first bite, whichever one of you guys get it, you'll know. Now, when I saw it on Rad Girls, it took two bites, but these breeders are shorter, and they're fatter, and I stuffed the hair in it. So within your first bite, I'm thinking you're going to have hair.
Ah.
That'll be next. Hold on. All right, here we go. It's time for the
pubic hair burrito challenge. You guys can now officially, if you like, don't even worry about us, Miller. Let's get a two-camera deal on this. You can now officially, now hold on, fellas. Before you eat, let me tell you that we did kind of tear and,
finger.
We kind of messed up each one of them to look like they all had been opened, because the one that I did open, you know, noticeably got somewhat tore up. So I did tear. Hold on, what's going on, Tom? Tom, get a microphone.
They're all looking at each other's.
Well, stop looking. Let's start.
Hold on.
Right in front of mine.
What's that?
I got one. A hair right on mine.
Well, I mean, I did have gloves on, and you know, some a little bit of hair.
There could be remnants.
I don't know who's got it, to be honest with you. So I need all three of you right now to put, and I need a bit. The first bite has got to be huge. The first bite has got to be at least, you know what, at least a quarter of it.
Yeah.
Tom, why are you shaking your head? Those guys have, everybody has an equal chance to get them. Why are you already taking a shit on the deal?
Oh, I'm all right.
Is it too late for any of them to give a trade option?
No, I mean, they traded earlier.
Yeah, they traded earlier.
So it's cut off.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, ready? Now, it has to be at least a quarter. Keep Tom mic'd up, because he's the only guy that ain't got a microphone. Ready? Take your first bite, at least a quarter of a big one.
Oh, big old bite.
I don't think anybody's got into anything yet. No, any hair? Hold on. Pantera, any hair on yours? Pantera, you got to talk. This is the radio, asshole. No hair. Tom, no hair on yours yet, Tom?
No hair yet.
See, okay. Now, Lummix, no hair on you?
No.
Look at Lummix.
Spice the burrito inspector's okay. Over there.
No, you can't open it up.
Cannot.
Oh. Pantera, you can't open your shit up. You jack. Carl just whacked him in the head. That little ding you heard was Carl hitting him in the head with a microphone. We are so barbaric here. When you fuck up, you get hit.
That was funny.
All right, now get
bite number two, right?
I'll get your first one done. Are you guys all done with the first one?
Yeah.
Yep. So far, you guys are feeling pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, bite number two. Make it a big one. Bite number two. So far, so good, everybody.
Let me.
What's going on here?
All right. Somebody's wolfing down pubic hair.
It's halfway through.
Oh, that's all right. I mean,
Somebody's wolfing down pubic hair, thinking nothing of it.
Maybe, hold on.
Weird, man.
Maybe.
Not one in sight.
I visually saw you build this.
All right, that's fine. I hope I just didn't need it. I just ate one, and it was
like, it was nothing.
All right, Pantera. So far, so good.
So good.
All right, Tom the Tree Man.
Still good.
Awesome. How about you, Lummix?
Good.
So good.
All right, third bite. Make it a big one now. Make it a big one. Third bite.
Bingo!
No spitting it. Who's got it?
Tom.
No spitting it out. No spitting it out.
Come on, Tom.
Everybody stop. Hold on. Put it in the middle. Don't lose.
Hey, Tom, that hair you saw in the wrapper, that was Chip's ass hair.
Oh, that's nasty.
Lummix shoving it in front of his face.
Lummix, stop.
Oh, my God.
Lump, come on, get another bite. One more big bite. I'm awesome.
How do pubes taste?
Try to describe the tech. Brent's having problems here.
How did Chip's ass taste, Tom? That was nasty, but inside of it looked like 25's hair.
Do you have now? We get him some water. Not now, though. Not now. He can't drink water now. He's still got to do one more really big bite because Pantera got stuck with the pubic hair earlier today, and I think he had to keep eating it.
Yeah. The look on Pantera's face was priceless.
If you want the $5 Taco Bell gift certificate, you got to finish it all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, y'all can have that.
What is it? Here we go.
Here we go. Tom's going in for another bite.
Now, Tom.
Now, hang on. Let me see where the most hair's at.
Yeah,
you got to get a good hairy bite.
Yeah, because, you know, earlier today, Pantera tried fucking me.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to go on this side.
Now, Spice, describe where you want the bite.
Because
they can creatively go one side or the other.
Right. It's going to be his left side. So, I mean, I see a big old patch of definitely 25's hair there. And it's, definitely your left side. Big bite.
Tom, hold on. Tom, when you on the third bite, first two, nothing was in there, but on the third one, could you instantaneously tell?
Yes. It felt like I was like Brillo.
Yeah, that's 25, all
yeah,
right.
That's 25, all right. 25's got some killer.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
What's that, 25?
Yeah. Eat my dick, motherfucker.
Well, Tom, not only are you eating 25's pubic hair, Tom, but you're also consuming, you're also getting the remnants of spice long sacking over the entire outer shell, and you are eating a lot of Chip's asshole, to be honest with you.
Well,
I'm awesome.
I got to do it.
No matter how crazy this is, it still doesn't take my awesomeness away.
This makes you more awesome, Tom.
Hey, whether I'm duping Pinellas Park out of a retirement deal or I'm eating pubes, I'm still one Spice Boy.
Awesome.
Got some fucking strippers flying in this weekend. I'm awesome.
Let me get this over with.
Yeah. Go ahead. It's just nothing but a job, you know? If you're not out hanging sheet metal.
Oh, he dug in that one.
Tom, come on.
Come on, eat it. Come on, buddy. Swallow it. Oh, man.
I'm getting ready to throw up in my mouth. You getting after it?
Don't get any puke on your gold rope chains.
On your 1985 Italian horn.
Easy, Run DMC.
Easy, Rico Suave. Easy, Gerardo.
Gerardo! That guy was the biggest tool ever. Gerardo.
Hold on.
Gerardo would submit you.
I'd shoot myself if that happened.
Stevie B, easy, Stevie B. Manson, you're not putting that one over. Remember that fucker? He came to Tampa every 2 weeks. Remember?
Stevie B. He still comes to Tampa every 2 weeks.
Tom, do you think that you could we'll do some commercials and you will be able to consume the remaining portion of the pubic hair burrito on the backside or no?
No, I threw up on top of it. On top of the remaining.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
It's not so awesome. Even better.
I don't feel so awesome right now. less than awesome right now. Jason from Ohio, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
How's the pubic hair burrito sounding?
Oh, my fucking God. This is some sick shit. I just got working out. My stomach's bad enough. Anyhow, driving down the road, and I'm about ready to puke. Oh, I can't turn the channel. It's some great radio, Bob. I love you guys.
Some fucking awesome. I love you, too, buddy. I love you in a non-faggot way. Thank you so much.
The worst is Chip's ass, I think, out of all of it.
I got up in that asshole too, man. Yeah, I mean, I got in that asshole so much that I actually got up, 10 or 15 hairs on the deal. Greg from Kansas. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Bubba, you sick motherfucker, man. I just pooped on the fucking front of me. I'm in the middle of traffic here in St. Louis, rush hour traffic. I just pooped down in front of me, man.
kind of bringing some old Bubba back, aren't we, today?
Some puking, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, dude. That was the sickest shit I ever heard in my life, Bubba. And I love you guys.
And I love you.
I'm glad you put me on here, man. But that is some sick fucking shit.
I love you too, buddy. I love you a lot. Take those minions out of my castle. I'm done with them. Manson,
take them away.
I'm done with them.
Eating pubic hair bores me now.
You need a big Bubba King trap door in here.
I just go, and they all go down.
Right on down.
Dr. Evil style.
And I'm done with them.
Yeah.
I'm done with you.
And you just pull their lever.
Take them away. Thank you, Carl. And you know what, Carl? Thank you for being the enforcer. He whacked fucking Pantera right over the head. You act stupid amongst the king's presence, you get fucking whacked. Period. Period. Ned's called to Linda Hogan. Ned's incarcerated. He's an inmate at the Pinellas County Jail, and he needs to call Linda and get to the bottom of some things. That's coming up next. An interesting twist to the pubic hair burrito challenge. I was getting ready to move on to do the Ned call, which I'll do. But is Hamill here now? Of course he is. Is he here now or no?
I don't see him.
Oh, okay. I thought anytime there's money involved.
Yeah, I thought Rich Uncle Pennybags were going to be around.
No, these were just the guys in the back, and I saw this and said, I got to go tell the king.
Explain to the king what we got going on.
Okay, I went to the kitchen to get some water, and the guys out there were offering Lummox various amounts of money to eat the remnants of the pubic hair burrito that's left in the bucket.
Oh.
And Lummox was accepting the challenge.
Hold on. the puke
and pube hair burrito, assed up and balled up burrito in the bucket.
Well, let me get my money right here.
Lummox was
the uneaten part.
Except in, well, all
I mean, right, so now
it is the
uneaten part.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Oh,
asshole. All right. So everybody's doing, by the way, I got Rodney, Taylor, Corey, Dave, and Chris Brown on. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to take your phone calls next. We're taking a collection up as to how much it would take for Lummox to eat the uneaten portion, which is about a quarter of the burrito left. How much it would
what the price is, because we've established that he'll do it. Now price is all we're negotiating.
All right, I'll throw in $40. I'll start it right now. I'll throw in 40.
Spice, you want on me? I got $1.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm throwing down. I'll throw a 10 down right now.
All
right.
Man, you know, I'll go with a Finsky. I'll do a 5 spot.
You got a 5? Okay. Here's my 40.
Tom and I got 20. Tom's Dream Man and Chip have 20.
All right. Give me the money. I'm the banker. I got to hold everything at all times.
There you go.
All right. Spice, you got a 5?
I got a Finsky.
Is that a 5?
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right.
You got that same 5 that's been burning a hole in your wallet since Manson's.
Absolutely.
Well, you have to hand it to me. Yeah.
I don't have it on me. I've got it in my car.
All right, Manson, you want to contribute?
I'll go 5.
$5. Guys makes $500,000 a year.
$5.
Yeah.
I'll give you 50 cents.
Yeah, right.
But Donna makes $500,000. Yeah. He's got to ask right, Donna for $5.
That gives me 10, 20, 40, 60. That gives me $80.
That's pretty strong.
$80. Would you do that, Lummox, for $80?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, let me throw it over here. Pantera, would you do it for $70?
Step up to the mic.
Would you do it for $70?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. No way. Okay.
See, Brent, I'm an asshole. I try to instantaneously.
Undercut it.
Yeah. All right, Lummox.
Save us some dollars. I kind of appreciate
exactly.
That.
So, Lummox, here is 20, 40, 60. Here's $70.
And you got a shakedown Spice Boy and Manson for your other 10.
Yeah, you can. No, yeah, you got 5. And I want you to bug Manson and bug Spice for your $5 every day on camera.
No, I'll get it immediately.
Just like that movie. Where's my $5?
Yeah, here you go. Here's the money. Pick the uneaten burrito. Show it to the camera. Show it to the camera.
Let's get a good shot of
this. What's wrong with you?
Now, hold on. Before we make this bet, is there any hair left in it?
Let me look. You want a visual inspection?
Yeah, please. Because if there's nothing left, it has been asked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't see that part.
Can I drip my balls on it one last time?
For an extra $5. Can I stick it up Chip's ass again for an extra $5?
I think I'd rather get the balls.
Okay, well, we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing any of it. Go ahead and consume it. Go ahead. Now, what Lummox is doing is for $80, he's going to eat the remake. Don't let any spill.
Right, right.
There you go. Thank you, Carl Harris, the enforcer.
Man, we need all of our interns to be broke college kids.
Yeah, here we go. $80. Oh, he's got
one gulp.
He ate it all in one.
He's got to get it down, though, doesn't he?
You got to keep. Well, you don't got to keep it down. You just got to try to attempt to get it down.
Lummox.
Everybody quiet. Chew. Do not choke. Chew. Do not puke. Chew. Swallow. Chew. Swallow.
Think about my sack.
Chew, swallow.
Chip, asshole.
My long pink sack. Draped over you.
Here we go. Mic it up. That was projectile at its finest.
It was.
My pink sack.
Mind over matter.
25's pubes.
25's Negro pubes are now in your gullet.
Chip's asshole.
Chip's gay asshole.
Chip's freshly gutting cummed in asshole.
You might have some sperm in your mouth.
You got a dry cream pie.
Oh.
He's going to do it.
Get down on your knees. You might be able to puke better if you get down on your knees.
My two balls just swirling over top of your burrito.
It's going to make me puke. I'm getting ready to fucking puke.
Yeah,
man, he's chewing like a motherfucker.
He's feverishly chewing. Man, your jaw's going to be tired.
Like you've been sucking cocks.
It's down.
Here we go.
That's stuck in my throat.
Oh.
Can you hear it hitting the wall?
He's got a 25-cent hair pie caught in his throat.
What do you think he's choking on? 25 pubic hair or Chip's ass hair?
Better get an HIV test after this.
All right, give him his money and take him away.
Put your head deep in the bucket real quick, Flummox. Say, don't hurt my dog.
Now, how about this? How much? Hold on. Give him the money. Tom the Tree Man, are you ready for this?
Ooh.
Ready for this deal? Show me what's in the bucket.
Oh, gross.
Show me what's in the bucket. Lift it up a little bit. Show me it. Hold on.
Show the king.
I can't see it.
Gross.
Okay. Tom, how much for you to eat that? 500?
Hold on, let me do...
Man. How much for you to eat that large man's regurgitation?
I can't do it for
$500. $1,000.
$1,000?
I'd do it for $1,000.
You'd do it for $1,000. Let me see it before I might take the offer back. Hold on.
Hold on. Man. You gotta look for yourself. I don't know if it's a $1,000 offer.
It may not. Yeah, it may be not. I might have to.
Lummis is getting ready to add to it.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's more like a $650 deal to me than $1,000.
I like $1,000, but I'll sell it though.
You'll sell it. Will you sell it to Pantera? Would you eat it for? Would you eat it for $500?
No.
You wouldn't, Pantera.
No way.
Tom, would you eat it for $650?
No.
You wouldn't. How about $750? Would be my final offer. If you have to eat that. You know, we'll put that on a plate.
Oh man.
And I get to eat, consume it all.
You have to drink it. You have to eat every bit of it for $750.
No, I can't do it.
Going once. $750.
No, I can't do that.
$825.
If I attempt it.
No, you have to
driving a hard bargain.
And consume it.
Yeah.
And keep it down. You can't do that. Okay, well, I appreciate at least you trying to play the game. Hold on, we got...
It's like a gay porno movie.
There's a hair stuck in my throat.
It is a gay porno movie.
That's a great drop.
Could you hear that? Could you hear that projectiling?
Yes. I finally figured out what MJ Kelly uses for reverb.
All right, take them away. Take Manson to it.
I'm done with him. Take them away.
Oh. Release the hell.
They disgust me now.
Oh, that's
I found
truth.
It somewhat amusing at first. I'm done with it now.
Release the hell. Oh.
Yeah. Cameras out of here.
Yeah. Wow.
Get the fuck out of here, everybody. So we go back to our regular scheduled program.